commentator has decided to devote his essay for today to the two documents which have hung above the desk in his workspace since they were awarded to him by then Governor Mario M. Cuomo for his participation and help in achieving major ethics legislation in New York State on August 7th, 1987. He was going to note how time and trials had wrought changes which made these documents less important mementos of prior experience, and would then perhaps look forward to another time for yet another more important change. This might even surpass what was then achieved to legislate even more important advances in governmental ethics. Alas, it now appears that this will not occur. In his Principles of Scientific Management, set forth in 1911, Frederick Winslow Taylor wrote, "In the past, the man has been first. In the future, the system must be first," unquote. Given the system this commentator sees prevalent throughout the present political establishment, it's obvious no such progress is possible. The system that Taylor envisaged, if anything, makes such advancement impossible. What we have at every juncture of political activity at present, including those ordained by our courts, is a conglomerate of leaders and participants whose involvement is devoted to a system in which ethics is ordained to further the dominance of a xenophobic few over a lesser majority, steeped in debt, poverty, and a variety of onerous forms of taxation. Until those of this society's powerless learn that power derives not from guns, but from collaboration that ignores differences in color, ethnicity, and quasi-religious variants, we are doomed to the heartless and conscienceless system which now controls much of our nation, and for that matter, our systemized world.